This is the Week in Reading List from Money Talking. Hello, I'm Charlie Herman. With me, Joan O'Sara with the New York Times and Rana Fruhar with Time Magazine. And this week, I'm reading Fortune Magazine's cover story, Amazon's War on Taxes. You know, this is a company that so many people use to buy items, and oftentimes you got that advantage because you didn't have to pay taxes if you lived in certain states. Well, that may be coming to an end. You know, the company had really been aggressively trying to fight paying state taxes. That it threatened to close distribution centers and lay off workers in those states. In fact, even did in one or two instances when it faced the possibility of paying taxes. And now it's reverse course. It's starting to support the paying of taxes, but it's not that simple. You know, they've got a bigger, you know, idea of what they're trying to do. And I'm looking to sort of see what is Amazon's strategy after for so long trying to, you know, say, look, we're not going to pay taxes, and now they're actually going to go forward and do so. They're a tough competitor.
Interesting, because you and I must have technology on the brain. We were both reading tech-oriented things last week, and this week I'm reading George Packer's recent piece in The New Yorker called Change the World, which is looking at how Silicon Valley money is starting to affect Washington. And, you know, it really gets at this zero-gravity world that is Silicon Valley, these people who are not only billionaires and millionaires en masse, but, you know, with these ideas that are very utopian, notions about how they can change the world and have changed the world, that they want to translate into all these different spheres. And what's interesting is technology still has a kind of a Teflon feel. I was struck by that actually listening to Tim Cook testify in Washington,
the CEO of Apple.
And, you know, I mean, here the guy is on the hot seat for having the company having avoided billions of dollars in taxes, and senators are holding up their favorite gadgets.
Asking him, why does my phone keep updating the application?
I know, Joe wrote a column about this.
I most certainly did. And believe me, there were a lot of Apple fans who weren't happy about it. Charlie, I'm so happy you're reading the Fortune story. So just to put a plug in here, it's written by Peter Elkind, my old friend and former colleague at Fortune, who John Huey, who used to be the editor-in-chief of Time, Inc., called the sanest investigative reporter he's ever met.
Wow. That's high praise.
Yeah, high praise indeed. I am reading a book that was excerpted a few weeks ago in the New York Times Magazine, and that's what got me interested in it. It's called The Billionaire's Apprentice, The Rise of the Indian American Elite and the Fall of the Galleon Hedge Fund by Anita Raghavan. Anita Raghavan is herself Indian, and part of the subtext of this book is not just about the insider trading scandal that put Rajavaga, whose last name I can't pronounce, in jail and brought into disgrace Raja Gupta, the former head of McKinsey. But the subtext is about the rise of an Indian elite in the United States, how they came to power, what they've done in the U.S., and how, in effect, disgraced they were by this scandal. And the little bit I've read of it so far is just fascinating.
You know, I'm really interested in that topic because I think that Indian CEOs are in some ways the sort of archetype for the global CEO, you know, this kind of person who's so multicultural. And, you know, the Indian community is, they're huge in expat circles, and I would like to read that as well.
Well, tell us what you think about what we're reading this weekend. You can do so here on the website or leave us a comment on Twitter at Money Talking. And if you have suggestions of what you think we should check out, let us know. We'd love to hear them. Don't forget, you can download the podcast of Money Talking for free, available on iTunes. This week, Joe, Rana, and I weigh in on whether or not now is a good time to get into the stock market and what it means when China wants to buy the biggest pork producer in the United States. Rana Fruhar with Time Magazine, Joan O'Sara with The New York Times. Thanks so much for joining.
Thank you.
Thank you, Charlie.
I'm Charlie Herman. This is Money Talking from WNYC.